Hello and welcome to the PhoneArena.com video review of the Pantech Slate, currently available right now with AT&T. This is another series in Pantech's lineup with a full QWERTY keyboard. We actually reviewed the Pantech Matrix and the Pro recently, and this is basically an entry-level device aimed towards text messengers mostly, and also for making phone calls, obviously. But when you compare it to some Pantech's more recent devices that came out, like the Pro, you know, the biggest thing you notice here is just overall thickness of the device itself. The Slate is very, very thin, you know, and also with thin, you know, they use a lot of plastic to make the phone very lightweight, which we did like. Now, as far as the material and the workmanship goes, they use a lot of this glossy plastic, especially on the screen. The screen's very prone to fingerprints. As far as the hardware buttons go, they use this almost brushed aluminum, you know, feel to it. We didn't like how they weren't very tactile, especially, you know, when you don't press right on the icons. If you press a little bit to the left or to the right, for example, you know, the right soft hardware key here, if you press a little bit to the left, it kind of, you don't feel that tactile feel. And we thought that they could have used up more of that real estate for other hardware buttons. But the keyboard is where, you know, the Slate shines. It kind of reminds us of the Blackjack 2 layout. Similar size, you know, they are slightly raised. They have that very good tactile feel to it. So typing was a breeze, except for the fact that whenever you had to type in numbers, consecutive numbers, you know, in either a text message, you always had to press the function key, which we did find a little bit annoying after some time, you know, especially, you know, typing up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You always had to press the function button once before and then the number itself. But other than that, the keyboard is very, very easy to use. And in the back, they use this type of material, you know, almost like a leather type material. They kind of emulate that leather feel, so it's very soft, you know, very resistant, I'd say, to scratching. You know, that's the benefit of this type of material that they use. And of course, the back houses the speakerphone with the 1.3 megapixel camera. And on the side here, they, you know, Pantech did provide us a jog wheel, usually for, you know, volume control and also for scrolling through web pages or even a long list in the main menu. And on the right side, the only thing you'll find here is just the dedicated camera button. And on the top, you have the USB cable connection and the power cord right here up front. On top, they did use Pantech's proprietary connection port, so if you're looking to transfer files, you have to probably contact Pantech to get the USB cable, as the box did not come with a cable. And there is no storage, you can't expand the storage with this device. It's basically, you know, as is with memory. Overall though, you know, they did use very inexpensive material, but we kind of did like the overall feel to it. But very basic, nothing too fancy as far as design goes. They're very, very, you know, straight, you know, very, very rounded corners all around the phone. But nothing really worthwhile standing out in terms of visual appeal. Now, as far as software goes, it uses the same old AT&T software we've been seeing on most recent AT&T phones. Very swift, very smooth, very few animations, just a basic layout. This is just the main menu. You'll find just your settings, you know, your different applications from Instant Messenger to just a bunch of different programs to your contacts and everything. Very swift, very easy to use. You could even use the jog wheel on the side to actually, you know, scroll through the phone, which is great for one-handed, you know, use. There's no problems with any lagging. We didn't notice any slowdown with the device itself. And you know, there's very few personalization options you could change as far as like the layout and the home screen. You could change it to either like a clock, you know, digital clock or world clock, but very few things you can modify with the phone. Now, as far as web browsing, web surfing on the Pantech Slate here, it's a little bit cumbersome because, first of all, the device is an edge device only. It's non-3G, so pages do take quite some time loading up. And scrolling is also a little bit of a pain. You know, the phone itself, it optimizes the website to be in a column view, so you basically really can't move left or right. And we didn't see anywhere in the options where you could modify it to get a full, you know, desktop view. If you use the jog wheel on the side, you know, to navigate, it does kind of jump a little bit. You know, it doesn't scroll through all the links on the screen. It just kind of goes down pretty far. Sometimes you might miss a spot and you have to manually use the directional keypad to actually move up or down. But scrolling can be a nightmare at times. Pages, definitely takes a while to load up. Photos too, you know, once the web page is fully loaded, it's not that bad. But just the layout of how the phone, you know, puts the website just makes it really, really tough to actually navigate. Not a great experience in our opinion when web surfing. Now, as far as taking photos on the Pantex Slate, we were a little bit disappointed with the quality it produced. Very bland colors, not very detailed, especially at 1.3 megapixel. It gives you a basic layout, basic interface of the photo application. You could change some stuff, for example, like the timer. You could do multi-shots. You could change the white balance, as well as the effects to black and white, sepia, or embossing. The max, there's different resolutions, from the lowest being 220 by 160 and the max at 1280 by 960. Now, we did notice a problem when you did set the image size to its maximum when taking photos. It would actually, you know, have a little bit of a trouble saving it. So, for example, take this shot here. Takes the shot of the photo. It says it's saving. And with the limited amount of memory, we're not sure if that's the case. But, the phone doesn't come with too much memory to save files, you know, photos or even videos. It's probably best for just MMS and doing short. But it just exits out the application and it doesn't save the photo. So what you end up having to do is just use the other settings, lower the resolution to 1024 by 768. That seems to always work with the Slate, and we're just a little bit disappointed again, you know, as far as picture quality goes. Just nothing really that stands out, or you know, just bland colors and very, very sometimes pixelated. And you know, this issue with not saving at that highest resolution was definitely a problem. Now, in the end, the Slate proves to be just great at messaging, being a messaging device, and also for quick phone calls. But in every other aspect, from the weak camera to the lack of 3G on the phone and also the lack of expandable memory, kind of puts the phone down when compared to other similar phones that are almost priced similarly to it, that does a better job. In terms of like design goes though, you know, we did like the fact that it's a very lightweight and very, very sleek and thin phone. But the downside is that, you know, the materials they use kind of feels very cheap. It's just nothing worth mentioning as far as the design, nothing that really stands out. But as we said again, you know, this is definitely aimed towards text messengers, does a great job of doing that. But if you're looking for anything else, just expected to, invest, probably look at other devices that are a little bit more full-featured.